Recently, we've uncovered a lot with Hinduism and how they are, of course, influencing or attempting to influence and infiltrate the West, and especially the church, especially through things like yoga. Well, the U.S.'s only Hindu lawmaker in Congress has asked the Justice Department to investigate quote-unquote hate crimes. Tulsi, the first Hindu lawmaker in U.S. Congress, has expressed concern over a series of hate crimes against Indian Americans and asked the Justice Department to investigate all violent acts motivated by bigotry to promote a pluralistic society. I'm very concerned about this. It's always dangerous to our people and our community when you have these violent hate crimes that are motivated out of bigotry, she told PTI. A three-term lawmaker from Hawaii, Gabbard was recently elected as the Democratic co-chair of the Congressional Caucus on India and Indian Americans. This is something that I urge the Justice Department to investigate and to continue to inform and educate people and to promote a society that is a pluralistic society that respects people no matter their religion, their race, ethnicity, their social status in life, or anything else that makes each of us unique, she said. Now, my question is, what about the Christians? How many times do the Christians have to be stepped on because one person got offended? You see, this society that these individuals are trying to build, it is based in the New Age deception, which you can trace that easily to Hinduism. It's not just Hinduism. Eastern mysticism is a better way to term it. And with Eastern mysticism, we're seeing the subversion of our church. It's been going on for a long time now. If you're a Christian and you're doing yoga, you better stop. Here's why. What does the Bible say about yoke? More specifically, in Matthew chapter 11, verse 30, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Okay? Well, do you know what yoga means? The word yoga is from the Sanskrit word yuj, which means to yoke or bind, and is often interpreted as union or a method of discipline. Think about that for a sec here. A Christian who practices yoga opens himself up to demonic possession or influence. In fact, if we were to use the actual wording from the definition of the word, they're taking that demonic presence. Let me reword that. They are yoking a demonic presence into themselves or binding it to themselves. See a problem here? The Bible is very clear. We've got to stick to the Word of God, and we have got to stop the subversion of the church. That's all I got for you. God bless and carry on. Go Unlimited. Act now and save almost 50% on a yearly membership. Use promo code SUBPRO15. Find out more at christiantruther.com/info.